say upchuck. Most people will say vomit.
And any other terms you hear there, especially for buy, try to be extra. Any kind of crude terms that you want to
hear? Well, I think that's one of the expressions I have.
Guessing crude or overlying?
Well, I think, I don't know why, personally to me, I think throw up is better than vomit. To me, I don't know, it just does not
work for
that.
And, was it?
Now, I have heard too, I have heard, slang expression, everybody say, oh, that makes me so sick till I can puke. And that, to me, it just turns me off immediately.
That's not just a crude.
That's real crude.
If you eat something, you can stay down and say you were sick for you.
Sick on my stomach.
And, let's see, now, say your kids or something, come up, you know, you come over against it, you're like, why? You say, well, sure, I want to see you.
Try me.
You ever heard about you crowd there, you have to buy a seat?
Oh, very seldom have I ever heard that expression.
And, certain boy, old, starts going over to your girl's house most every night, and you know, say he's courting.
He's courting?
If you're old, people used to get you. You hear sparking?
Yes, sparking. That's what my daddy and mother used to say. They're sparking.
And, of course, he would be her partner.
He would be her partner, yeah.
Ever heard any other words for him? You know, maybe older terms or humorous kinds of terms?
Well, I've heard lover boy, and I've heard,
but she would be his
girlfriend, or sweetheart,
and, say, when a boy comes home one night and his lipstick sounds hollow, his little brother might say, aha, you must have been
minting or smooching.
And,
as much as they do. But although they don't go in for that as much as they do.